With that, we will move on to our next item, the 2050 Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Plan Goals and Policies.
I'll just be up in a little bit.
Hi, welcome.
Good morning, Chair Brown and Commissioners. I'm Tommy Travers, RTC planner. It's like we're ready to go. So I'll be presenting the draft goals and policies for the regional transportation plan for the next version of that, which will be the 2050 RTP. Next slide, please. So our current 2045 RTP was adopted in 2022, and this version will be finished in 2026. The RTP is our state and federally mandated long-range transportation plan and investment strategy. Next slide, please. The RTP has more than three chapters, but we describe the document overall as having three main elements. The policy element is about laying out the community's transportation goals, the RTC policies that correspond to those goals, and the performance targets that help us to measure progress and adjust so that we can achieve those goals. The action element is the project list that is intended to be made up of all the transportation need in the county. So everything needing funding, and that list will come directly from the local jurisdictions, as well as other implementing entities, including the RTC, Caltrans, Metro, and UCSC. The financial element is the RTP work that we'll perform, we and AMBAG, to establish the amount of funds that are expected to be available for which projects from the project list can and should be funded. Next slide, please. The RTP goals can be thought of as the vision for an ideal transportation system. The policies direct us to take actions toward goals, achieving the goals, both as we progress in developing the RTP and in general as we plan, fund, or implement transportation projects. Next slide, please. So after the RTC board approved the work plan for the RTP and the public participation plan in last August, staff got to work on the policy element. We proposed making the goals more distinct from each other, which we think makes them easier to understand and have more meaning. I think that has already played out a bit in some manner, in that we have gotten more engagement from the advisory committees and we got more participation in our public survey than in the previous cycle. The key things we heard from advisory committees was general support for what we drafted, but also asks to emphasize VMT reduction, that's vehicle miles traveled, to emphasize this Vision Zero, which is safety, to flesh out equity better, and to more clearly state that funding choices should be implementing the goals. The survey was structured around vision and goals, and the results made it clear to me that our goals are in alignment with the community. The key emphasis from the input was on sustainable transportation alternatives, transportation safety, and a desire for transportation to enhance our community. Next slide, please. So I'm not going to read through this. Don't try to read through this. But my intention here is just to quickly show, little hard to see, but just to quickly show how the old goals on the left were a little complex, and two of them covered kind of multiple kind of general topics in my opinion. So the new goals on the right just kind of separate them out while also fleshing out a bit the environment and equity topics. Next, I will present each of these goals one at a time, the new goals, with a summary of the policies that most closely relate to that goal. The full text of the policies are in attachment one of the staff report at the agenda packet. Next slide, please. So I'll just kind of read through these. Reduce vehicle miles traveled, or VMT, in order to establish livable communities that improve people's access to their regular needs. This is about having more viable alternatives to having to drive alone for all trips. Next slide. Eliminate transportation-related fatalities and serious injuries for all modes. This is essentially Vision Zero. Next slide, please. Deliver improvements cost-effectively and responsive to the needs of all users of the system. This is about the importance of maintaining what we have and maximizing our investments. Next slide, please. Establish a climate resilient transportation system that anticipates, adapts to, and mitigates the impacts of climate change. This is about the close relationship between transportation and the environment. Next slide, please. Ensure plans, investments, policies, and transportation decisions will reduce disparities for historically and systemically marginalized, underserved, and excluded populations. This is about being proactive in to improve conditions for people considered equity priority rather than the status quo. Next slide, please. So here's a condensed schedule. We're here at the second item here, the end of that. The next stage is to adjust the performance targets to make sure that they're still meaningful measure, so that they are still meaningful measures for progress to our goals. Along with that, our next step is to work with the local jurisdictions on all their needs for the project list. The financial analysis, which also isn't explicitly written on here, will start this year as well. But that's kind of something more behind the scenes, and that's not necessarily something with another public input stage. Then the modeling and environmental analysis that AMBAG is leading will take some time to work through. It won't be until late next year before the draft RTP is ready. Next slide, please. That's what I have. I noticed that slide says policies and targets, but that should have said goals and policies. After any comments or questions, I'm hoping for committee approval of the draft goals and policies today, if you all agree to those. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner, questions? Yes, please.
Thank you for your report, and good luck on the plan going ahead. On the issue of equity, which has become forefront, and understandably and correctly in the recent years especially, will this report give us any idea on in regard to the rail of how much the fares might be for a Watsonville to Santa Cruz transit, and or the ridership numbers, and how much it alleviate traffic on 17? Will it get into something like that?
The RTP is intended to kind of be our overall guidance as we work on other projects, but I wouldn't say that would be part of the RTP. So, you know, but if we approve these and we are saying that equity is and a really important goal, then that could be something that kind of speaks to decisions as part of the zero emission rail project about, you know, choosing what an appropriate and fair structure might be.
I ask that because I have hearsay and it's troubling to me what it might be, thank you.
Further comments? Yes, please.
I wanted to follow up on the equity question, and I'm happy to get homework on this. Is there a standard transportation metric for equity? Because in my industry, we look at the demographics of the community. We ask ourselves, does our workforce match our community? We ask ourselves, do the patients in our hospitals and our clinics match our community, or are we disadvantaging people? And we ask ourselves, do our outcomes? So does our hypertension or diabetes control the same in all the demographics, or are there demographics who aren't getting the same quality of care? So we have real metrics. We hold. What are the transportation metrics that you can educate me on? And not now. I'm happy to do homework.
Yeah, and I can maybe mention a few things off the top of my head, but I don't know if Mitch wants to add something, but there are, and that can be as a part of an analysis for a major project, a study, a grant application. There are analysis tools where you can look at like what level, you know, it's a really kind of complex GIS system that'll look at, let's say if you add bus service here, how does that increase the accessibility of, of residents to jobs, to schools? So, and it actually measures that along the transportation network, and how does that improve? That's kind of one example. There's metrics related to, you know, the negative impacts of transportation. So if you're increasing the ADT or the annual daily average, anyway, the average daily vehicles, on a highway or a road, are there negative noise impacts to maybe low income, and, you know, are they low income communities along that within a certain number of 500 feet or something like that? So those are some examples. But that's a good point as far as the targets for, as which is a part of the RTP, which I know in past cycles we've included that when we're doing the goals and policies. Instead, we wanted to really get more input on the goals and policies. So the targets are next. And I think that's a good point, because since now we have, you know, kind of a little more emphasis on equity, I think that some of our targets, we're going to need to probably have maybe a few more targets, or, you know, change the targets related to equity and related to, I think, specifically the positive and negative benefits to like equity priority and disadvantage areas.
And I would just add to that the state's made a number of efforts to try to figure out like who are the communities we're talking about. And as you know, as you all know, and we all know, and, you know, what works in Santa Cruz is not necessarily the same thing that works in LA or San Francisco. They have done a couple of tools, like, you know, CalEnviroScreen is one that came out of CalEPA, which isn't focused necessarily on transportation. Caltrans has just come out with one, and I haven't played around with it yet to know how it is. But one of the things this process gives us is the ability to define what that means for our community. For example, we do have a very high housing and transportation cost for people. And so an income that may be very difficult to live on here in Santa Cruz may be perfectly fine to live on in Madera County. And so how do we focus who we want to target is important for part of this process.
Additional questions?
Hi.
Yeah, go ahead, please. Commissioner Johnson.
So one of my questions is, we've heard about equity, and I thought that was a good question that Robert had. But what about efficiency? You know, what about safety or reliability or mitigating commuters and their issues? Or how about systematic overlays for streets that basically need that? I mean, those are the basic things that transportation agencies, I think, try and aspire to. Is there any mention of that?
I would say that's mainly the cost effectiveness goal. So that one, if you look at the policies that are under that, I know it's a lot, we have a lot of policies, but Those there's, you know, policy specifically about maintaining what we have so that, you know, you're really maximizing what we've already spent, you know, to build.
Well, that was then, but we're talking about, you're talking about 2030 versus 2050. I thought we were talking about 2050.
Well, it's just really like, you know, the goal is to, for the next, so the, I would say that the RTP is about for the next 20 years. It's not like just what we might be at the next year. So it's really should be guiding what we're doing for the next 20 years. So I would say that we should be looking at that policy that says, you know, to prioritize maintenance or other things like making roads more efficient, maybe with signal synchronization or something like
that. Well, am I missing that? Because I didn't see that in this report.
So if I can jump in real quick, goal 2 specifically speaks to safety. And goal 3 really talks about transportation systems, maintenance, and cost-effective use of the system, which I think are the things you're getting at.
Thank you.
Additional questions from commissioners? All right, thank you. Seeing no further questions from commissioners, we'll take this to public comment, and we'll start with any public.